This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
I'm Listening is Odyssey's commitment to mental health conversations. If you or someone you know is struggling with thoughts of suicide, depression, anxiety, or mental illness, help is available. Call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. That's 988.
All right, so before we start, what I want to say is, you know, obviously, we're less than 24 hours from this tragedy. And so I'm going to tell you what I know as I've been briefed. Things can change, and they may change as this investigation continues to unfold. But as a department and as a family, we are devastated. Last night, we lost a brother, a hero. Officer Darren Burks was a son, a nephew, a friend to many, and he was senselessly and tragically murdered in the line of duty. We came close to losing other officers, officers who put their lives on the line to protect their brother, and it is by the grace of God they are still with us today. Our officers were targeted for nothing more than the uniform they wear and for the brave and honorable job that they do. I do want to make something clear. I know that the word ambush has been thrown around in the last 24 hours or so. That's not what happened here. Officer Burks was executed. Our preliminary investigation has determined that on Thursday, August 29th at 10:02 p.m., the suspect, identified as 30-year-old Corey Cobb Bay, a black male, arrived in the 900 block of East Ledbetter Drive and parked his white Buick. At 10:04, Officer Burks arrived at the location and parked near the front entrance of the building between call assignments. Cobb Bay approached Officer Burks and talked with him briefly through the driver's side window as he recorded the encounter with a cell phone. The suspect then pulled out a handgun and executed Officer Burks as he sat in his vehicle. At this point, a police dispatcher noticed an unusual transmission from Officer Burks' radio. The dispatcher attempted to contact Officer Burks, who did not respond. The dispatcher located Officer Burks via his GPS location and sent officers to check on him. Meanwhile, the suspect went back to his vehicle and took out a shotgun, goes back to Officer Burks' squad car, placing the weapon on the roof. At 10:11 p.m., Senior Corporal Jamie Farmer responded, pulled into the parking lot, and the suspect immediately encountered and fired a handgun at Officer Farmer. Officer Farmer returned fire and ran across the parking lot. The suspect grabbed the shotgun from the top of the squad car and fired one time towards Officer Farmer, who continued running. Officer Farmer was hit once in the leg. At 10:12 p.m., Senior Corporal Carissa David arrived and positioned her squad car at the entrance of the parking lot. The suspect ran towards Officer David and shot at her multiple times as she exited her vehicle. Officer David returned fire, but it was shot in the face during the exchange. Officer Burks and Senior Corporal Farmer and David were taken to local hospital, where Officer Burks died from his injuries. After Senior Corporal David was shot, a sergeant arrived on scene and saw the suspect standing near his vehicle. The officer directed the next arriving patrol element to follow the suspect, who fled westbound on East Ledbetter and then northbound onto I-35. Patrol pursued the suspect into Louisville, and Cobb Bay came to a stop on the expressway just north of Highway 121 and exited his vehicle with a shotgun in his left hand. The suspect approached the officers and pointed the shotgun at them. Officers Nathaniel Baker, David Lem, Corey Reed, Richard Pace, Vladimir Perez, and Joel Portillo all fired their department-issued firearms, striking the suspect multiple times. Cobb Bay died at the scene, and no officers were injured in this exchange of gunfire. Senior Corporal Farmer was treated and released from the hospital today, and Senior Corporal David remains in critical but stable condition. At the Louisville scene, two shotguns were recovered. At the Leadbetter scene, a .22 caliber handgun was recovered, along with the 9mm handgun used by the suspect. The Dallas Police Special Investigations Unit responded and is investigating the incident. The Dallas County District Attorney responded and is conducting an independent investigation. The Office of Community Police Oversight was notified. As I said earlier, our officers were targeted by this coward. Our detectives have learned from social media that 3 days ago, Cobb Bay approached an unmarked squad car of an unknown law enforcement agency and recorded as he questioned the officers about why they were parked there. He expressed problems with his personal and professional life online. And 1 day ago, he made a post indicating an event was happening on Friday. The investigation determined last night was premeditated, again, for no other reason than the uniform we wear, that my men and women proudly wear, and for the brave and honorable job our men and women do each day. And it was brave and honorable work done last night. From our dispatcher who knew something wasn't right while listening to a radio transmission, he followed his training and protocol, sending help to our officer when he needed it most. To our two injured officers who engaged, showing true bravery while looking evil right in the face, responding to help their fellow officer. To the officers involved on our second scene, knowing the risks, pursuing a dangerous, violent criminal who just took the life of a brother officer and who injured others. And to our officer, Officer Darren Burks, we will never forget his sacrifice. Our department is hurting. We're grieving the loss of our brother. We stand behind and support his loved ones and our injured brother and sister officer who are in their own fight after this senseless evil act. But despite our hurt, despite our grief, as a department, as a city, and as a family, we will keep fighting. We will not be deterred from our mission. Fighting for our fallen, for what is right, and for this city. We honor our fallen and our injured heroes by continuing our mission every day. Yes, we have tough days ahead, but we will get through it as we always do, together and as a law enforcement family. Earlier today, I visited with Senior Corporal Farmer, who miraculously was released from the hospital today. He was in great spirits. I also visited with Senior Corporal David, who was fighting and has a long road to recovery. And I also visited Burke's mother, who is a beautiful, strong woman of faith. We hugged each other, we cried together, but I assured her that we will be with her every step of the way, and that her son will be remembered as a hero. Also visited Third Watch, South Central, which Officer Burks was a member of, and assured them that anything they need in regard to their mental wellness, their department is here for them.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join MIDI.com.
They are hurting, as we all are, but passed on the message to them, as we did to the rest of our department, that we need to take care of themselves and each other. Before I open up to questions, I'm going to Interim City Manager Tolbert has a few comments to say.
Listening to a news conference from the Chief, Eddie Garcia.
Thank you, Chief Garcia. And I also want to take the opportunity to thank the members of the Dallas City Council for being here with us today. On behalf of our entire City of Dallas family, today we are mourning with you, our brothers and our sisters of the Dallas Police Department. You bravely put your lives on the line every single day to serve and to protect us. Last night, Officer Darren Burks paid the ultimate sacrifice in a senseless act of violence. To Officer Burks' mother and his extended family, though we offer you prayers of comfort, we cannot begin to comprehend the pain that you are going through right now. But we will wrap our arms around you as you navigate this difficult journey. To Senior Corporal Farmer and Senior Corporal David, and to their families, we are praying for you and for your continued recovery. To the men and women of the Dallas Police Department, you are not alone. We will continue to stand beside you and to support you for all the days to come. God bless you, and God bless the City of Dallas. I will now read a statement from Mayor Eric Johnson, who is unable to be with us today because he is still isolating with COVID. Dallas has suffered a great tragedy. Officer Darren Burks truly was a hero. As a teacher and a Dallas police officer, he lived his life in service to others, to all of us. He dedicated himself to giving us a better, smarter world and a safer city. And last night, he made the ultimate sacrifice. He made Dallas a better place. Today, we grieve alongside his family, and we pray for the swift recovery of our two wounded officers. In Dallas, we put safety first, and we stand firm against violent criminals. Our police officers courageously risk their lives every day so the rest of us can sleep peacefully. An attack against them is nothing short of an attack on our city, our families, and our way of life. During this difficult time, we must come together and support each other as we honor our fallen. We will never forget the sacrifice of these three officers as we continue their fight to keep our community safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Interim City Manager Tolbert. Two things. Number one, we'll be releasing body-worn camera footage or dash cam footage of the final encounter with the suspect on Monday. We will not be releasing the surveillance video that depicts the execution before anyone asks.